Hey, Corey, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with me.
Happy to be here, Carson. Good talking to you.
So just so I'm understanding here, part of your job is to leverage military medical research for commercialization purposes. Break that down for me a little bit, if you would.
My role is really to facilitate and promote activities within the city of San Antonio that accomplish two goals. One is to aid the military medical missions in doing what they do on a day-to-day basis, and also promote economic growth within the city by creating jobs and helping local businesses grow.
So how is military medicine communicating about its needs here? And who are some of the big players trying to meet those needs?
Yeah, the San Antonio Economic Development Corporation at the end of 2019 established a military life science working group, which was really focused on commercialization of products of interest to military medicine. So there are representatives from the Army Institute of Surgical Research, the Naval Medical Research Unit, and the 59th Medical Wing of the U.S. Air Force, but also not-for-profits such as BioBridge Global, which used to be South Texas Blood and Tissue, from Southwest Research Institute, from the Texas Biomedical Research Institute, and major universities like UT San Antonio and UT Health San Antonio.
What kinds of problems or questions are they investigating?
It can be everything from, work on dental things to trauma care to weapons of mass destruction and infectious diseases. So there are many, many researchers at those three institutions that are working in many, many areas.
I mean, I wanted to find out, since COVID-19 emerged in late December, has military medicine been expressing different needs? I mean, in terms of technologies or personal protective equipment, decontamination, or things like that?
Of course. I mean, there's been in the last, I don't know, 6 weeks, 2 months, a flurry of funding opportunities have come up focusing on COVID-19 related issues. So that might be looking for new therapeutics, looking for new vaccines, looking for new ways to decontaminate or sterilize personal protective equipment like these N95 masks.
The mask shortages are pretty well documented, and that seems to cut across both the military and civilian worlds. So, how are some of the research entities you mentioned approaching that particular issue?
There are researchers at UT Health that are trying to develop novel ways to sterilize these masks, which are currently kind of in short supply. And they were looking for collaborations with local institutions that could help validate their methods of decontamination to make sure that what they're doing is actually effective.
Okay, I mean, so what about on the vaccine front? You said that Texas Biomed might be in a good position to contribute there.
At this point, just because of their, they have animal models that might be suitable for looking at COVID, new drugs and vaccines. And they also have these biocontainment facilities that are, I think, really essential to working with these kinds of agents for which there are no cures and which can be deadly.
I mean, did any other interesting approaches get talked about at the latest working group meeting?
We heard that some of the medical research facilities that typically housed animals for research were being converted to use for potential use for treating people that had been infected with the virus. So, there's a lot going on that I think the public isn't seeing that's going on in the military side, but there's definitely a lot of collaboration and reaching out and discussion to see how people can work within the city together to move these programs along as quickly as possible.
Have you felt encouraged by all this?
Yeah, I'm optimistic. I think there are a lot of really smart, a lot of really energetic, and a lot of really dedicated people that are putting all their energies to the problem. So I can't help but believe that there's going to be progress made. And San Antonio traditionally has been a very collaborative or collegial environment for working in medical science and technologies.
Thank you so much, Corey Levinson, San Antonio's Director of Military Medical Innovation.
Thanks, Carson. My pleasure. Good talking to you.